जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन चारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol Jai Jai Prabhupad 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 Jai Prabhupad
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivarshakacharya Stotra Sastri Srimad Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivarshakacharya Stotra Sastri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Hadyash Thakur Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Gaur Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 12, Chapter entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit and verse number is 21st. Dhanvinam agranir esha tulyascharjuna yordoryah davayah hutasa eva durgharshah samudra eva dustarah
धन्वीनाम् अग्रणी रेष तुल्याश्चार्जुनयोर्द्वयोः हुतास एव दुर्धर्षः समुद्र इव दुस्तरः धन्वीनाम् अग्रणी रेष तुल्यश्चार्जुनयोर्द्वयोः हुतास एव दुर्धर्षः समुद्र इव दुस्तरः word-to-word meaning, Dhanvinam, of the great bowman, Agnai, Agranihi, the foreman, Eshaha, this child, Tulyaha, equally good, Cha, and Arjunayoho, of the Arjunas, Dvayoho, of the two, Putasaha, fire, eva, like, durdharshaha, irresistible, samudraha, ocean, eva, like, dustaraha, unsurpassable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Among great bowmen, this child will be as good as Arjuna. He will be as irresistible as fire and as unsurpassable as the ocean. Purport. In history, there are two Arjunas. One is Kartivirya Arjuna, the king of Haihaya, and the other is the grandfather of the child. Both the Arjunas are famous for their bowmanship, and the child Parikshit is foretold to be equal to both of them, particularly in fighting. A short description of the Pandava Arjuna is given below. Pandava Arjuna, the great hero of the Bhagavad Gita, he is the Kshatriya son of Maharaj Pandu. Queen Kunti Devi could call for any one of the demigods, and thus she called Indra, and Arjuna was born by him. Arjuna is therefore a plenary part of the heavenly king Indra. He was born in the month of Falgun, February, March, and therefore he is also called Falguni. When he appeared as the son of Kunti, his future greatness was proclaimed by air message, and all the important personalities from different parts of the universe, such as demigods, the Gandharvas, the Adityas from the sun globe, the Rudras, the Vasus, the Nagas, the different rishis, sages, of importance, and the Apsaras, the society girls of heaven, all attended the ceremony. The Apsaras pleased everyone by their heavenly dances and songs. Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna and the maternal uncle of Arjuna, sent his priest representative Kasyapa to purify Arjuna by all the prescribed samskaras or reformatory processes. His samskara of being given a name was performed in the presence of the rishis, resident of Satsringa. He married 4 wives, Draupadi, Subhadra, Chitrangada and Ulupi. From he got 4 sons of the name Srutakirti, Abhimanyu, Babruvahan and Iravan respectively. During his student life, he was entrusted to study under the great professor Dronacharya, along with other Pandavas and the Kurus. But he excelled everyone by his studious intensity, and Dronacharya was especially attracted by his disciplinary affection. Dronacharya accepted him as a first grade scholar and noble, and loved heartily to bestow upon him all the blessings of military science. He was so ardent a student that he used to practice bowmanship even at night. And for all these reasons, Professor Dronacharya was determined to make him the topmost bowman of the world. He passed very brilliantly the examination in piercing the target, and Dronacharya was very pleased. Royal families at Manipura and Tripura are descendants of Arjuna's son Babruvahan. Arjuna saved Dronacharya from the attack of a crocodile, and the Acharya, being pleased with him, rewarded him with a weapon of the name Brahmasiras. Maharaj Drupad was inimical toward Dronacharya, and thus, when he attacked the Acharya, Arjuna got him arrested and brought him before Dronacharya. He besieged a city of the name Achitara, belonging to Maharaj Drupad. And after taking it over, he gave it to Dronacharya. The confidential treatment of the weapon Brahmasiras was explained to Arjuna, and Dronacharya was promised by Arjuna that he would use the weapon if necessary when he, Dronacharya, personally became an enemy of Arjuna. By this, Acharya forecast the future battle of Kurukshetra, in which Dronacharya was on the opposite side. Maharaj Drupad, although defeated by Arjuna on behalf of his professor Dronacharya, decided to hand over his daughter Draupadi to his young combatant, but he was disappointed when he heard the false news of Arjuna's death in the fire of Salak house, intrigued by Duryodhana. He therefore arranged for Draupadi's personal selection of a groom who should pierce the eye of a fish hanging on the ceiling. This trick was specially made because only Arjuna could do it, and he was successful in his desire to hand over his equally worthy daughter to Arjuna. Arjuna's brother were at that time living incognito under agreement with Duryodhana. And Arjuna and his brothers attended the meeting of Draupadi's selection in the dress of Brahmanas. When all the Kshatriya's king assembled saw that a poor Brahmana had been garlanded by Draupadi for her lord, Sri Krishna disclosed his identity to Balram. He met Ulupi at Haridwar, and he was attracted by a girl belonging to Nagloka. And thus Iravan was born. Similarly, he met Chitrangada, a daughter of the king of Manipur, and thus Babruvan was born. Lord Sri Krishna made a plan to help Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra, sister of Sri Krishna, because Baldev was inclined to hand her over to Duryodhana. Yudhishthira was agreed with Sri Krishna, and thus Subhadra was taken by force by Arjuna and then married to him. Subhadra's son is Abhimanyu, the father of Parikshit Maharaj, the posthumous child. Arjuna satisfied the fire god by setting fire to the Khandava forest, and thus the fire god gave him one weapon. Indra was angry when the fire was set in the Khandava forest, and thus Indra, assisted by all the demigods, began like fighting with Arjuna for his great challenge. They were defeated by Arjuna, and Indradev returned to his heavenly kingdom. Arjuna also promised all protection to one Mayasur, and the latter presented him One valuable conch shell celebrated as the Devadatta. Similarly, he received many other valuable weapons from Indradeva when he was satisfied to see his chivalry. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatyamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
So this is here purport is still remaining. In 2 days it will be finished. I am covering till this point half of the purport. So in this verse the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj is described in this and he is here compared with two Arjunas. One is Kartivirya Arjuna and one of his great grandfather Arjuna. The sages are, the priests are telling what are the different qualities when they were asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj that please describe how this child will be, how he will perform in future. So that time they are saying, among great bowmen this child will be as good as Arjuna. He will be irresistible as fire and earth, unsurpassable as the ocean. First there mentioned the name of Kartivirya Arjuna is given and he was also a very great bowman, great warrior and he has performed severe austerities and pleased Dattatreya. The story comes in Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto where it is written that how powerful he was, that once he was camping with his women at the bank of Narmada. And there, while performing a water pastime, water play, he with his 1,000 arms stopped the water of Narmada. And when he stopped the water inundated the backside. And in the backside, somewhere Ravana was there and he got disturbed. He was performing some penances, austerities. And he got disturbed and he came and challenged Kartivirya Arjuna. And when Kartivirya Arjuna saw him, he just grabbed him and kept him as a kept monkey in a cage.
Although we hear that Ravan was so powerful, but in front of Kartikeya Arjuna, he was nothing. And seeing the pitiful condition of Ravan, his grandfather Pulas, he came and asked this Kartikeya Arjuna to please leave him, please forgive him. Then at the request of the sage, he left Ravan. And after that, Ravan, seeing the prowess and power of Kartikeya Arjuna, he made friendship with him. And this Kartikeya Arjuna later on, when he offended Jamadagni Rishi by taking the Kamdhenu cow, at that time Parshuram got angry, Lord Parshuram, and he was killed finally in the battle. He was killed by Parshuram. First, all his 1,000 arms were chopped off, and then his head was cut off. He was so powerful. And after that, seeing the fate of his father, all his 1,000 sons, they flew from the battlefield. They were not able to stand. And only 4 were remaining who ruled the kingdom later on. And we see that even this personality who has offended Jamadagni Rishi, Parshuram, he has done this great offense. But since he has performed the sacrifice and performed the austerities, he was having so much power. And even after his passing away, people still chant mantra in the name of Kartikeya Arjuna when they lost something to recover their lost object. This mantra is very famous outside. Kartikeya Arjuna nam Raja Bahu Sastravan Tasya Smarena Matrena Gatam Nashtam Chalabhyate. That by just remembering him, Tasya Smarena Matrena Gatam Nashtam, what has been gone, Nasht, what has been lost, it will be again, you will get back. And I have heard people, in my experience also, some people are there, when they lost something and they are not able to find where they have kept and where that thing has misplaced, they chant this mantra a few times, 10 times, 11 times, and they have got back. So, this mantra is still working, even though the Kartikeya Arjuna is not there, personally. But his mantra is working. Some potency is there. Gaur Krishna Maharaj, in his lecture, he says that people are still chanting his mantra and they got their things back. So this was the power and power of Kartikeya Arjuna. And second is Arjuna, the great grandfather of Parikshit Maharaj, whose all qualities is given in this verse. So Arjuna is known by different names. When he was in the he was in incognito that time, and incognito in Virat. So at that time, when Kauravas attacked the kingdom of Virat and captured all the cows, so at that time, to save from this situation, and Uttara was boasting himself that I will go and defeat all the Pandavas. They don't know who am I. They don't know how much powerful I am. But when he arrived and he asked that, he said, only I need a good charioteer. And at that time, Brihannala, who is Arjuna himself in disguise, and due to curse, he has accepted this eunuch body. So that time, he said, I will drive your chariot. And he drove the chariot and brought him to the battlefield. But when the Uttar Kumar, he saw all the Pandavas and armies, he got so much frightened that he wanted to flee from the battlefield. He was not ready to stand there. It was just like Govind Prabhu says that in his lecture, that people write in their CV so many qualifications, but when they really face the interview, everything evaporates. So nothing is there. So similar was the situation of Uttar Kumar, that when he faced the real situation, he was so much frightened. He was not ready to stand there. He was going back, but Arjuna caught him, said, no, you stay here.
I will do something. Like, how you can do? If I am not able to do, then how you are going to do? So he said, come here. One tree is there. He saw that summit tree, and he asked, go climb in this tree and you will find some divine weapons. He said, Uttar Kumar said, I have heard from the local people that in this tree some dead corpses are hanging. So no one goes. Arjuna said, no, that is not dead corpse. That is the celestial weapon of the Pandavas. Go and bring that. Bring it down. So he went up and bring it down, brought it down. And when he opened that parcel, he saw that such a divine, different weapons were there. And Arjuna was telling that which weapon is of whom. This is Gandiva of Arjun, and this is other of Yudhishthira and Bhima. Like that he told. And he took that bow, and he said, I am Arjuna. He disclosed that that time to Uttar Kumar that I am Arjuna. But Uttar Kumar was not able to accept it. He said, you are a eunuch. You are teaching the science of dance. How you know all these things? I don't believe that you are Arjuna. If you are Arjuna, tell me the 10 names of Arjuna. And that time Arjuna told him the all different names by which only 10 names he gave. Although Arjuna is name known by all the more names. He says his name is Falguni. One who is born in Falgun Nachatra. Prabhupada here writes that is Falgun month. Someone says in Falgun Nachatra also. Falgun month and Falgun Nachatra are two different things. His name is Kiriti. On his head, celestial crown is there. Svetavahan, Vibhatsu, Parth, Savyasachi, Dhananjaya, Savyasachi, one who is dexterous with both his hands. He can equally do all the activities with both his hands. What one can do with his left hands, and he can do with his right hand also. So that's why his name is Savyasachi. Parth, we know that he is son of Pritha, that's why he is called Parth. Dhananjaya, one who conquers wealth. Gudakesa, one who has conquered sleep. Kapidhvaja, whose flag on the chariot has the mark of Kapi, Lord Hanumanji. Parantapah, Gandiva. So all these different names are belonging to Arjuna. When Arjuna disclosed that these are the different names of Arjuna, that time Uttar Kumar believed that, okay, he may be Arjuna. And when Arjuna took his bow, he made the sound of the bow, the sound was so tumultuous that Uttar Kumar became very much frightened. And seeing this, the other side of the army, the Kauravas, they became frightened that who is this person? Looks like a body of women, eunuch, and fighting here. So they were not able to make it. But at that time, Dronacharya, he came to know that who he is. This is none other than his own disciple, Arjuna. All these 14 years, Dronacharya never came to meet Arjuna in the battlefield, incognito, while he was in incognito for 13 years. But now, on this day, Dronacharya, while he saw this person, he recognized that this is Arjuna. And he told Bhishma Pitama in Kuta Sloka, so that other Kauravas member should not know the real identity, because he was not sure that actual time has ended of the incognito or not. But Arjuna was sure that the time of incognito has expired just one day before. And in this calculation, Duryodhan had a different calculation. In that, he was saying that no, their time is still there. Still one day is remaining. So like we also do some calculation, our Vaishnava calculation, then Asmartha calculation, our Ekadasi is different day, their Ekadasi is different day. So here also seems to be some different of calculation. But Arjuna claim was later on substantiated by higher authorities that whatever Arjuna is saying is right. But Kauravas, and especially Duryodhan, was not accepting this, and that's why finally they have to go for war. So here, the birth of Arjuna, Kunti and Pandu, they performed austerity, and they performed austerity to get different children, and
particularly for Arjuna, Kunti performed austerities and prayed to Lord Indra and asked for his expansion, and his expansion came in the form of Arjuna through the womb of Kunti Maharani. And he is Ati Maharathi. His glories were big, in especially archery. He knew other sciences of military science also, like mace fight, other things. But he was very expert in archery. Arjuna, after birth, he along with Pandavas returned to Hastinapur. At the age of almost 14 years, it is said that when his 14th birthday was about to happen, at that time his father passed away. And after that, they returned to Hastinapur. When his father was no more, then they returned to Hastinapur. And there he joined Dronacharya Academy. In Hastinapur, we see that Duryodhan and his father, they were very much against that they have come here in this kingdom. They did not want any share in their kingdom. Although the authorized hire were these Pandavas only, but they were thinking that they are then thrown in this kingdom. And when they came here, later on he joined the Academy of Duryodhana, military science, military academy. And there he out-scienced everyone else who was there learning. And Dronacharya, seeing the capacity of Arjuna, he was also inclined to give more attention to Arjuna. When he disclosed about his enmity from Maharaj Drupad, and he asked, "Who can help me?" Then Arjuna immediately raised his hand and he said, "I will do." It was like Dronacharya was already having in his mind that what he want to achieve from all these teachings. Goenpuru says that it was like today's tuition classes, where you go, you have to beforehand deposit a fees for the learning. It was not like traditional Gurukul system. It is not like traditional Gurukul system where you learn, Guru teaches you, and later on whatever you can give as Guru Dakshina, whatever Guru wants, that time you give that Guru Dakshina. But Guru never performs his duty based on that, how much remuneration I will get. But here Dronacharya was teaching all this, but in the back of mind, the remuneration and whatever he wanted to achieve, it was there. That's why he came to teach these royal children. So Arjuna, he has the talent, but what only these talents were not helpful. To develop this talent, he was having dedication also. And due to his dedication about this bowmanship, in archery he excelled everyone. Talent is critical, but to develop that talent is one needs dedication. Dedication is required. One cannot become expert without dedication. Even if we are having our talents, it needs to be refined. Then we will excel in that. Like a lion is there in the forest. He knows his art of catching animals, especially deer. Lion is called in Sanskrit Mrigendra. So even the Mrigendra, the lion, will not, since he is the lion of the jungle, no any deer will come and offer himself or herself to that lion and say that, "I am here for you, accept me." No. Even for his own food, he has to go and put his effort to catch the animals. So even the lion has to work. Similarly, we have to, even if we are having talent, we have to work, we have to have dedications. Then only we can excel in our thing. And there was special mercy of Dronacharya on this. when once Dronacharya was caught while he was taking bath, he was caught by crocodile in the water. At that time Arjuna came and saved Dronacharya from this situation. All other disciples were not able to help. So at that time Dronacharya became very much pleased with him, and he gave him the special astra, Brahmasirsa. The enmity between Duryodhan and the Pandavas and Kauravas were not directly between, mainly between Yudhishthira and Duryodhan. It was because it was mainly between Bhima and Duryodhan, and also not between Pandava and Karna. It was mainly between Karna and Arjuna. So due to this, this was the main point of enviousness or rivalry which was there, which was causing all these things. Especially when Duryodhana was not wanting to share anything of his own, and Karna was feeling that he was always humiliated by all these people. That's why he wanted to take revenge, and he wanted always to excel Arjuna in bowmanship. That was one of his reasons that why he supported Duryodhana. After the incident of Lakshagri, where Arjuna and all the Pandavas were planned by Duryodhan that they will be killed. So after the incident of Lakshagri, where the whole Lakshagri was set on fire, lakh. The whole house was made with lakh. Lakh is a compound which comes out from the tree. In the jungle, if you go, there are trees. If you have seen in the forest, that tree. So when you cut that tree, the gum will come out. Just pile off the bark and make some more deep cut, then the gum will come. From that gum, the lakh is prepared. So that tree is also called, in like Jharkhand, we call lakh ka ped. So you, from that you get this lakh. Earlier these lakhs were used in a post office where to make seal, and the stamps were put, and it was like sealed. Sealed means the lakh is put hot, and after that you put that stamp. So this, and this lakh is very much flammable. It can easily catch fire. So this whole house was made with this lakh, and a special clay pot with oil and everything was put. The sole purpose was in making this house was that on one assigned day, one particular day, if anyone puts fire in this house, this whole house will catch fire and no one will be able to doze it off. And on the one festival day when all the people were sleeping, that day, as it was planned by Duryodhan party, it was set on fire. But knowing beforehand that these things may come, because Bhima, he sensed that this house is not simple house. Earlier, when he went there, he immediately come to know that this house is meant for such purpose. This house is made of such flammable objects. Then they devise some plan, they make a tunnel in that house, and they securely come out that house on that particular day. And some other people were there, one mother and her five children were there, aborigines, they were staying in that palace, and they got burned. And the Duryodhan party, Kauravas, they thought that Pandavas are burned. So now the enemy is no more. For them, Pandavas were their enemies. So enemy is no more. So they were so much joyous, but they were not expressing it. But inside they were very much joyous. So after escaping from this Lakshagri, this Pandava, they went. And these Pandavas always faced different difficulties throughout their life. It was never that they never faced difficulties, but they turned these difficulties into opportunities. They faced their difficulties. They never flew away from their difficulties. In our life, it is not that after fleeing from our difficulties or from difficult situation, that situation will be solved automatically. No. Many times we have to face the difficulty and the challenges. Then we are able to overcome them. We may not be able to overcome the challenges on our own. Then we can take the help of others, other devotees, other seniors who are expert in all this. They can guide us, like our equals are there, gurus are there,
Guru may not be available all the time and for all the people. So our equals are there whom in which we have faith, in whom we can share our heart. Then they can say, they can give guidance how we have to face our difficult situation in life and how we can overcome them, all these situations. So these Pandavas also faced different difficulties in their life, but they always turned these difficulties and this situation into opportunities. When they were going through the forest at that time, they were faced with Hidimba, the demon. And the Hidimba, when the Hidimba world was killed, then his sister Hidimbi, she approached Bhimsen. And then Bhimsen accepted her, and from their union, Ghatotkacha was born. And this Ghatotkacha later on helped them in battlefield. He was very much ferocious fighter, although he was tamoguni. Arjuna, Krishna said that, Krishna arranged in a such a way that this demon is also killed and our enemies are also killed. Because ultimately, he was, even if he was son of Bhima, but he was not a dharmic person. In the fight, sometime Arjuna defeated Gandharva, Chitrarath. His name was Angaparna, and his chariot was very, very fine chariot. That's why he was called Chitrarath. But in that fight, Arjuna defeated Angaparna and burned his chariot. And due to that, from that day, his name was Dagdha Rath, once whose Rath was Dagdha, burnt by Arjuna. And when this Gandharva was defeated, he said, and he was defeated and he was lying unconscious. His wife came, and Meenakshi came, and she asked forgiveness from Arjuna. And she asked to forgive her husband. At that time, Arjuna said that, I never attack anyone who is unconscious, who is not ready to fight. Don't think that I am going to kill him. So, at that time, when he came to consciousness, Angaparna, the Gandharvas, he said that, I will give you some knowledge because you have saved, you have left my life. So, at that time, he gave a special weapon, a special knowledge of Chakshusi weapon, that how he can see more than human eyes. And he gave some other weapons also. And he wanted, and Arjuna said, no, I will not take anything from you because I am not doing any favor. This is the duty of a Kshatriya. So he said, okay, then you give me some of your celestial weapon and I will give you in exchange. So this will not be like donation. It will be like exchange. So Arjuna accepted that. So Gandharvas are not defeatable by human being, but here Arjuna was able to defeat, because Angaparna said that because Arjuna was following the vow of celibacy. Except for Bhima, no one. Later on, when these Pandavas were in the forest, all these 14 years, none of the samskara were done. So, knowing all this, Vasudev, the brother of Kunti Devi, he sent priest to forest to perform all the ceremonies, purification ceremonies for all the Pandavas. All the ceremonies were done, like Garbhadhana, Annaprasan, Aksharabhyas, all these ceremonies were done in the forest. And through Kaurava's side, no one came there to take care and take the information as to how they are staying there. And when they came, finally, Kauravas were not agreeing to give anything, but when everyone advised that they are legal heir, so at least give something, then he gave the Khandoprast. This area was not fit for cultivation of any grains or any, and not fit for staying people. So it was completely a deserted place. But when they were given this Khandoprast, Krishna asked Indradev to come there and sprinkle some celestial water on this land so that this land can become very much fertile, and Indra did.
And he also invited Vishwakarma to make the city. And Vishwakarma made whole the city, this whole city. And later on, Mayadano, when he was defeated, he made the Sabha Grihe, the main palace hall where the minister can sit and discuss. That was made by Mayadano, but Vishwakarma made the whole city. When the whole city was made, different various from different places, they came to stay in that city. And before that, Brahmana came from different parts. Brahmana came, they started their work of teaching Yajan, Yajan, Pathan, Pathan. Then Kshatriya came, they started living. Then Vaishya came. And in this way, whole city was fully occupied by different people. Although that place was earlier deserted, no one wanted to stay there. But by the mercy of Krishna, whole Khandaprastha was became like some heavenly abode. It was said that it becomes just like second Amravati, the abode of King Indra. There is so much to tell about Arjuna and it will never finish. I think I will never be able to finish this class. And still half of the purport is there. And today is the disappearance day of Loknath Goswami, so I will also discuss some of his pastimes, how he, about him a little bit. So, Loknath Goswami, he was along with Loknath Goswami is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanghe Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath, Raghunath Bhatt Gosai are Loknath. So when Rupa Goswami was staying at Mathura, he was accompanied by these devotees, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and Loknath Das Goswami. Prabhupada mentions that Loknath Goswami was a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a great devotee of the Lord. He was resident of a village called Talakhandi in the district of Yasodhara in Bengal. This Bengal is now in Bangladesh. Previously, he lived in Kachnapara. His father's name was Padmanabha. And he was having one younger brother, and his name was Pragalbha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Loknath Goswami to go to Vrindavan, to stay there, to live there. And there he established the temple of Gokulananda. Sri Narottam Das Thakur selected Sri Loknath Goswami to be his spiritual master. And we know the story that how Narottam Das Goswami was trying to get initiation from Loknath Das Goswami, but he was not allowing. And finally, seeing the humility of Narottam Das Goswami, he agreed. And because Loknath Das Goswami did not want his name mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we do not often find his name in these scriptures. Prabhupada writes that on Eastern EBR Railroad, I don't think this is existing now, because this rail must be from the time of Britishers when they were ruling India. And he said that the Yasodhara station is located in this railroad, located in Bangladesh. From railway station, one has to go by bus to the village Sonakhali, and from there to Khejura. From there, one has to walk, or during the rainy seasons, go by boat to the village of Talakhandi. In this village, there are still descendants of Loknath Goswami. We still find these places are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord, whom we follow, his Sankirtan movement, when we go to Mayapur and all these places, we see all the associates who have performed pastimes, their villages and all these places are there. And when we go there, we feel so much surcharged, we are so much enlivened by their contribution to the movement and how their blessings are there, that we are able to perform all these things, their prayers and different things. So, Loknath Goswami Pranam Mantra has been written by Narottam Das Thakur. It reads, Srimad Radha Vinodaika Seva Sampat Samanvitam Padmanabhat Atmajam Sriman Loknath Prabhum Bhaje. I worship the lotus feet of శ్రీల లోక్నాథ్ ప్రభు, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ పద్మనాభ. హీ ఈజ్ ద స్టోర్ హౌస్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సింగల్ మైండెడ్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రాధా వినోద్ ఐక. ఓన్లీ వన్ ఏక, వర్షిపింగ్ ఓన్లీ వన్. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ విలేజ్ ఆఫ్ తాల్ ఖోరి గ్రామ్ ఇన్ ద యశోధర డిస్ట్రిక్ట్ లీవ్డ్ ద మదర్ అండ్ ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి. హిస్ ఫాదర్స్ నేమ్ వాజ్ పద్మనాథ్ అండ్ మదర్స్ నేమ్ వాజ్ శ్రీ సీతాదేవి. శ్రీ పద్మనాథ్ భట్టాచార్య వాజ్ వెరీ డియర్ ఫాలోవర్ శ్రీ అద్వైతాచార్య. అండ్ వన్ డే లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి టూక్ హిస్ బర్త్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ పద్మనాభ్ అండ్ సీతాదేవి. హిజ్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్ హూ ఇస్ ప్రగల్భ భట్టాచార్య, ద డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రగల్భ, ఈజ్ స్టిల్ దేర్ ఇన్ దాట్ విలేజ్. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద అర్లీ చైల్డ్హుడ్ లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి వాజ్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ టు ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్. అండ్ వన్ డే హీ ఫైనలీ గేవ్ అప్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్, ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్, అండ్ లివింగ్ హిస్ హోమ్ ఫర్ ఫోర్ ఎవర్. హీ వెంట్ టు మాయాపూర్ నవదీప్ అండ్ టు టేక్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభు. అండ్ దే ఆర్ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభు ఎంబ్రేస్డ్ లోక్నాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి అండ్ విత్ గ్రేట్ అఫెక్షన్. అండ్ సూన్ హీ ఆర్డర్ లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి టు క్విక్లీ గో టు వృందావన్. బట్ లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి దట్ టైమ్ కుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు టేక్ సన్యాస్ ఇన్ ఫ్యూ డేస్. ఆల్దో దిస్ వాజ్ నాట్ డిస్క్లోజ్ టు ఎనీవన్, బట్ సిన్స్ హీ వాజ్ సో మచ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ విత్ ద థాట్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, హీ గాట్ దిస్ రివిలేషన్ దాట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు టేక్ సన్యాస్. సో హీ స్టేడ్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఫ్యూ డేస్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ గ్రేట్ ఎంజైటీ. దెన్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు కుడ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ లోక్నాథ్ గోస్వామి అండ్ హీ కన్సోల్డ్ హిమ్. We shall be reunited in Vrindavan. And in this connection, Sri Narahari Chakravarti has written in his Bhakti Ratnakar, while Loknath Goswami was weeping and weeping, crying out his heart at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya, Loknath felt himself being caught up and embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, as Loknath bid him farewell, the Lord gave him a confidential message which consoled him greatly. After this, he offered his soul at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after giving his pranams to the devotees, he went away from that place, from Mayapur, Navdeep. And after that, Loknath Goswami never returned to his home. He went to Vrindavan and he was in deep separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He time and again wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on he went to Puri, but at that time he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan. Then he went to Vrindavan and there he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and he had just left that place. So he was not able to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on. And he was so much anxious that he wanted to leave Vrindavan to again go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the dream and said, "No, you don't leave. I am always here in Vrindavan. You will always feel my presence. Don't leave Vrindavan, stay there. I desire you to stay in this dham." And there in Vrindavan, he met different devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He chanced to meet the most dear followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Gopala Bhatta, Sri Bhugarbha and others. The exchange of love between them was wonderful to behold. They were all of one mind and one heart. In the midst of the Goswami, Sri Loknath Goswami, Loknath was the oldest. He was fully absorbed in prema. In his Mangalacharan to Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatana Goswami offer his respect to Loknath Goswami as follows. Vrindavana Priyam Vande Sri Govinda Padasritam Srimad Kasiswaram Lokanatham Sri Krishna Daskam Lokanada Sri Krishna Dasakam. I offer my obeisances unto Sri Kasiswar Pandit, Sri Loknath Goswami, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who are very dear to Sri Govinda in Vrindavan, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. So, and Loknath Goswami wandered in all the 12 forests of Vrindavan in great ecstasy. And in one of the forests, there is a village named Umarao. There he stayed for some time on the bank of Kisori Kund. And he has a great desire to establish the worship of the deity and render service to Krishna in that way. So, understanding the mood and aspiration of Loknath Goswami's aspiration to serve, Krishna himself appeared before him and offered Loknath a vigraha saying, worship this deity here. This deity's name is Radha Vinod. So Krishna gave the deities, gave the name of the deities, and after giving this beautiful deity to Loknath Das Goswami, the Lord suddenly disappeared. At this, Loknath Goswami became very much stricken with anxiety, and because he was separated, he felt that now Lord is not present in before me, he has disappeared. And seeing his worry, Radha Vinod, the deity, smiled and said, why have you brought me here? I have come here personally just to satisfy your purpose. What do you want me from me? I live in the forest here near the village of Umarao. By this Kishori Kund you see before you, I make my residence. You must now give me something to eat quickly. And by the request of the deities, Loknath Goswami immediately made some rice, some food, and offered that on the fresh banana leaves. Sri Loknath Goswami made this place his home. The local villagers and cowherd men wanted to construct a vajan kutir for him, but he refused. In order to protect the deity, he prepared a cloth bag which he would keep around his neck at all times. Sri Radha Vinod became like a jeweled necklace around the neck of Loknath Goswami. The cloth bag was his temple. This was Loknath Goswami's practice until the day he disappeared from this earth. And is an example of a strict vairagya he maintained. With great care, he always stayed in the association of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. It is said that it is difficult to describe all the glories, the life and pastimes of Loknath Goswami, who was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear followers, beginning with Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, disappeared, Sri Loknath Goswami could not tolerate the separation from these devotees. And after tolerate the separation, after this, only purpose in his life was to establish the wishes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on, he gave the mantra diksha to Dhanatan Das Thakur. And there is no mention in the Shastra that he accepted any other disciples. Earlier his vow was that I will never accept any disciple. But seeing the humility and sincerity of Narottam Das Thakur, he accepted him. But apart from his, there is no mention of any other disciples of him. And Narottam Das Thakur served him in secret by going in the dead night to the place where Loknath would pass a stool and urine and cleanse the area very carefully. Seeing all these things, he was awarded initiation. It is said that when Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami went to Loknath Goswami and asked his blessings to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, only one condition he gave his blessing, that his name will not be appearing in this literature of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why we find hardly any mention of the name of Loknath Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And on the day of Krishna Ashtami, in the month of Shravan, he entered into the eternal pastimes of the Lord. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahasaya prays as follows at the lotus feet of his Gurudev. Haha Prabhu Loknath Rakha Padadavande Kripa Drishtaye Chada Yadi Hai Anande Manu Vanchana Siddhi Hobe Hanga Purna Trisha Hethave Chaitanya Mile Setha Radha Krishna तुमी ना करीले दया की करीबे यार मने वासना पूर्णा कर अइबार एई तीन संसारे मोरा आर के हो नाई कृपा करी निज पद तले देह थाई राधा कृष्ण लीला गुना गाओ रात्रि दिने नरोत्तम वांछा पूर्ण नाहे तुआ विने. सो ही इज प्रेइंग दैट श्री नरोत्तम दास. The inner aspiration of Narottam Das for the service of Sri Radha Govinda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only be realized through your grace, O Loknath Goswami Prabhu. He is praying. We also pray to Loknath Goswami to give us sincerity to practice this devotional service, to have the vairagya, so that vairagya we can dedicate our life fully in the service of our Guru, Prabhupada and the Parampara. Hare Krishna. श्रीला लोकनाथ गोस्वामी महाराज की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्रीमद भागवतम पुराण की गौर प्रेमनंदे.
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम.